Street Grill in Peabody and Salisbury. See you at Sylvan Street.
Eat, drink, and chill at the Sylvan Street Grill.
All right, we're back. All right, we are back. Sorry about the loss of signal there. I don't know what happened, but we lost two possessions, I think, maybe, Marty. No scoring. Got a minute and 45 left to go in the third quarter. Marblehead leading 14-0. We lost our recording, so we won't have the recording of this game, but we'll do a nice little wrap-up for it.
I think we can.
So what did we lose? Two possessions?
A couple of plays. Not an awful lot.
Okay.
Minute 45. We're just coming back from a timeout, where it is 3rd and 20 for the Magicians, deep in their own end. Clow looks, airs it long, 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 and he finds Derek Marino over midfield down to the 40 to the 30 and wrapped up and taken down at the 28-yard line. He's been looking for Marino, as Rick pointed out just a little while ago. It's a matter of the number of reps that they've had and catching up to him, and this time Marino gathered the ball in around midfield and brought it back to the 28-yard line. So with a minute and 36 to play in the third quarter, Marblehead once again threatening on the Beverly 28-yard line.
Well, that's a 51-yard play from scrimmage, obviously the biggest of the night. And that makes it a 1st and 10 for Marblehead. This had been turned into a real defensive struggle, but Marblehead's defense has limited Beverly to just about nothing. They're under 35 yards of offense for the entire game.
1st and 10 for Andy Clow from the Beverly 32 as they move from our right to our left. Two touchdown shutout thrown right now. Here's Clow. It's a dying quail, and it's almost intercepted. It's batted down by the Panthers' Mike Anderson, who has been huge on defense. And it just got caught up in the wind and was intended for Dewey Millett. This wasn't going to go, so it is 2nd and 10. Phil Stacey of the Salem News tells us that Devin Romaine is on the sideline being attended to by the medical staff, which would explain why we've seen Tim Cronin and now Eric Fea in the backfield.
Boy, that's not what Marblehead needs with the illnesses and the injuries. My goodness.
Kearney to the near side, McGrath to the far side. Pair of backs, one of them's Marino in the backfield with Clow on 2nd and 10. Hand it off for Fea. Fea on his feet and will get back to the line of scrimmage. We'll give him another yard down to the 31-yard line with 1:22 in the clock running. We can also tell you that Gene DePlacido from the Salem News tells us Peabody is on in the winning side of the ledger. 21-0, I think, is the final from Revere. We'll verify that in a few seconds.
Well, thanks to Moynihan Lumber for bringing that on our Moynihan Lumber scoreboard. Marty, do you know, while I was working on the computer, whether the initial drive began where the ball was in the first play?
No, it was 20. It's on the punt. The punt went out of bounds.
It was at the 20. Okay.
And it was at the 20.
Excellent. Thank you.
All right. Here's the handoff for Fea. That's with it again is Clow, who sells that fake very, very well. And it comes down around the right side.
He's got you a couple.
He's got me.
Yeah.
Yes, he has.
Well, no, you're not the only one, obviously.
It'll be short. Clow on the keeper has the ball at the 24-yard line where it is 4th down and 3.
He picks up 6 on the play.
4th and 3 for the Marblehead Magicians. But they're deep in Marblehead territory at the Marblehead 24-yard line. 19 seconds remaining. I don't think we're going to get a play off in here as they've got the flash cards going on the near side. Well, now with 12 seconds, Clow does get under center, gets over and barks out the instructions, takes the 5-yard drop, and that will be the quarter, I think.
The
30-second timeout taken by the Magicians. Oh. There was a sync problem with the clock at one point, and that's what made me think that the scoreboard time and the official time on the field had not been aligned, but they are now at 6. So Marblehead having a little conversation in their backfield.
Well, Moynihan Lumber brings you the score of this one, 14-0, as Devin Raymond scoring in the first quarter for the Magicians, and then it was Clow here in the third quarter, 29-yard run, and that's where we are, 14-0 with 0:06 left in the third.
Andy Clow comes back in from the sideline. Dewey Millett waiting for him with the play call, along with Eric Fea. Split Derek Marino out to the far side, along with McGrath. Single back in the backfield is Fea. Now motion man. To the near side is Marino. It's hanging onto it again is Clough. Clough's on his feet. He's down inside the 15 to the 12-yard line.
You didn't bite that time, Artie.
Almost did. Almost. It's enough for first down, wow. And that is going to be the end of the third quarter.
Another fourth down conversion. Where'd they put the, well, we'll see when they spot it.
So the Marblehead Magicians are threatening. They have a 14 to nothing lead. Three quarters in the books on MSONewsSports.com.
Stronger, faster, tougher. When you need the MVP of community banks, look no further than the Institution for Savings, with 14 full-service offices throughout the North Shore. We have MVP rates and an all-star team to serve you. Bank from the ball field with our 24/7 online application apps, internet banking, mobile deposit, and more. Institution for Savings, your winning team. Visit institutionforsavings.com, member FDIC, DIF, Equal Housing Lender.
Hi folks, this is Gerard Moynihan of Moynihan Lumber. Our company has been proud to have supported high school sports on the North Shore for more than 30 years. Our student athlete program recognizes championship performance in the classroom and on the field. Moynihan Lumber is also committed to championship performance when it comes to meeting all your building and home improvement needs. And if you're planning to change your kitchen, please visit our kitchen cabinet showrooms at any of our three locations. In Beverly, North Reading, or Plaistow, New Hampshire, or at moynihanlumber.com.
Okay, we go to the fourth. Beverly threatening. They are at the 13-yard line of Marblehead, first and 10, and leading 14-0.
Aiden Gillis over the football for the Magicians. Andy Clough set. This time he does hand the football off for Faya, and Faya slides ahead, takes a wall with him, into the end zone, touchdown. 13-yard touchdown run for Eric Faya. And Marblehead goes on top 20. To nothing.
Well, that was a tremendous line surge by the right side of the Marblehead line, and Thea just kept the legs going, got the push, went into the end zone from 13 yards out. Now it's 20-0, and I don't know how many plays that was because I was working on the computer, but we saw seven of them, so we'll say nine plays. I'll just take a guess here. And it's another 80 yards for the Magicians. And they have, I think, put this one out of reach.
30-second timeout taken by the Magicians.
Opening play of the fourth. Faye, a 13-yard keeper, or handoff, I should say, just dive off to the right. Another 80-yard touchdown drive. And the extra point is good. So 21-0. Add another 80 yards to the offense, and it's just overwhelming right now. Marblehead, 252 yards of offense, and Beverly, 31. Panther offense just stymied by this Marblehead defense all game long. So again, the scoring, Raymond, 129 left to go in the first quarter. Marblehead leads 6-0 in the third quarter. It was Clough from 29 yards away. With about 6 minutes and 10 seconds left, I'll get the exact time on that later. 11 plays, 80 yards, making it 14-0. And now, with 10:53 left to go in the ball game, first play in the fourth quarter, Faya from 13 yards out, another 9-play, 80-yard touchdown drive by the Marblehead Magicians, and they are putting this thing away with some emphasis. But it's their defense that's been so impressive. And also, you got to mention the play of Clough, who's just been amazing in the backfield at quarterback.
Yeah, and first start at that position. He's played pretty much everywhere for this team. I think in my notes, some of which are floating around the bleachers here.
Yeah, I think it's some in the far end zone.
I think this is the fifth position he's played in 5 games this season. Mason Poisson has the ball teed at the 40. And gets his boot into it. It's a speedy one coming down, taken by El Sharafi at the 18. Cuts over at the 25. Gets away from a tackle. Has to drop back. He turns the corner back at the 25 and will be wrestled out at the 29-yard line, where it'll be first and 10 with 10:45 to play in the football game. 21-0 with Marblehead on top.
Well, Beverly, hey, go back to that first drive, Marty. They just swept downfield. Yep. And then they had a penalty that pushed them back, and it, that was after it looked like they had scored a touchdown. Since then, they just haven't had any opportunity, really, because of the Marblehead defense to get anything going. And so, you know, they want to try to get that rhythm back that they had on their very first drive of the game.
First and 10 with Ryan Barrer. Split to the near side. Beverly moves right to left. Playing from the far hash mark. Long count for Berry. Three-step drop. Laterals it backwards. To the near side for Marchand. Marchand still on his feet, but he's not going to get back to the original line of scrimmage. I think he lost a foot or two on it. As the defense just swarmed him back. Marchand took that ball. He was back probably around the 21-yard line, so the whole play went about 6 yards backwards and none forwards. They'll say his progress was right at the line of scrimmage, so it is second and 10. Looking back to pass is Berry. Has time, runs out of the pocket, chased over the far side, unloads the ball long downfield, and the only one to get it is way back on the sideline.
I think that's the proverbial throwing it away.
Yeah, I would too if Will Bosworth was chasing me, but then again, he'd never catch me out there.
I was going to say, he'd catch me, but no, you're right. No reason to be there out there.
Big Barry's pass.
Yeah. Will Bosworth forced him, flushed him out of the pocket. Had to throw him over to the far side.
I'm Rick Moore. That's Marty Smith, our producer and engineer, Bill Proposky. This one is Marblehead so far, 21-0.
On third down, firing into traffic and batted down. Clark Marchand, the intended receiver.
There's really nobody open. I mean, and I think I just lost all my stuff, so I got to pick up all my stuff.
Aiden Gillis putting the pressure on for the Magicians. Fourth down for Beverly, fourth and 10. Deep in their own territory, they spend a timeout here. They'll take a full timeout with 9:59 to play in the fourth quarter, and it's a 21-0 lead of the Magicians over the Beverly Panthers. Both teams are 1-0 in the conference coming into tonight's game.
Beverly coming in 1-2 overall, and Marblehead 3-0 overall, which is rather remarkable considering all the injuries and sicknesses that Coach Rudloff referred to in the opener with Bill Newell. And a very windy night. It continues to wind blow, and it's big difference between this tonight and last night. Last night it was about 70 degrees with high humidity. You could be out here in your shorts, and the wind is just howling right now coming out of the northwest. But it ain't affecting the players. They're down there having a good time of it on the Marblehead side anyway. Beverly just struggling to get some kind of offense going, some kind of cohesive offense going. But Marblehead defense has just been just tremendous tonight.
Yes. Yeah, and you were saying last night, 7 hours ago, it was probably in the high 70s
here,
too.
This is true. And, that's New England. It is fall. Topsfield Fair opens up tomorrow.
Ah, yes.
We have an interview on demand. If you'll check out Connections on Demand, talk with Dave Thompson, the communications director at the Topsfield Fair today. And there's about a 20-minute interview. Dave talks about most of the stuff that's going on. Plus, we link to the Topsfield Fair website, and that opens up tomorrow, goes through Columbus Day.
Fourth and long for the Panthers from their own 28-yard line. The ball in the near hash mark. And Beverly, trailing by three with a little under 10 minutes to play in the game, is going to go for it with Nick Berry. Think they're going to go pass? We'll see.
At their own 28.
As Berry makes the long count. This might be a Ken Perrone play. Nope. Here's Berry. Tucks it in and gets wrapped around and drilled. There was a little glimpse of a hole for him, and then it just wasn't there, and it's Will Bosworth once again. We were talking about the Ken Perrone play. On third and short, fourth and short, he would send his team out there, and they would take the long count, and I would say 9 times out of 10 they'd draw the offside. Wouldn't have worked, actually, because it was fourth and 10.
Yeah. I don't know what...
Now that I think of that.
Yeah. The fact is, ball is at the 30 on the turnover on downs. Marblehead will have the ball at the 30-yard line of the Beverly Panthers, leading 21-0.
So Clough with a single back behind him, and that is Eric Faya. This time does give the ball to Faya. Faya gets a nice block and gets some good running room down to the 25-yard line. So the gain is 5 for Eric Faya. Well, had the last touchdown, a nice long scamper for him.
You give Marblehead a short field, and that's just not a good thing if you're on defense. Magicians now taking their time, obviously, getting the play from the sideline, using up the clock at this point with that comfortable three-touchdown lead.
I'm looking for Devin Romaine on the sideline here, and I don't see him. There remains the single back with his quarterback, Clow, on second and five. Faya runs near side, turns the corner at the 25, down to the 23. Pushed out of bounds there. Let's see, stayed in Clark Marchand. It's credit for the tackle. He did step out. 8:59, clock stopped. And we'll spot the ball at the 23, so it's short of the first down.
And if you're on offense, you want to keep the clock moving. Gets two more, so it's third and about three to go for the first down.
Mike Anderson also in on the tackle. Tyrese Hardy comes into the game on the offensive line. Now for the Marblehead Magicians. Clow holds on to it, looks, flag on the play in the backfield, and Clow will get inside the 20. He will have first down yardage, but there is some laundry on the field. And this may be coming back. Holding is the call, and it's going to come back. And it's going to come back quite a ways.
It's a gain of a couple by Clow, but a flag down.
So let's see, the ball would be spotted at the 20, so it would be close to first down. I would think that Beverly will take it 10 yards back.
And we're going to reach third down.
And it will be third down once again, but this time the ball will be spotted at the 31. So third and about 11 for the Magicians. And if there has been a recurring theme of this game so far, Rick, it's been penalties at times like this.
Mm-hmm.
Teams get momentum, and then the vast majority of the calls, other than one unsportsmanlike and a couple of procedures, have been holding.
Yep. They're big ones.
And those are the things that'll drive coaches nuts. Those are errors of
commission. Coach Rodloff has been very animated tonight. I don't get to watch him that often, but doing the stats tonight, I've been able to see him, and boy, he is he gets a workout.
Clow makes the change at the line of scrimmage, drops back, still has Faya, this time to his right side. Clow fires it to the near sideline. It is complete and gathered in by Joe McGrath, runs down the sideline and into the end zone. Joe McGrath, a 31-yard touchdown reception.
Well, Clow hit him very quickly. Nice fingertip catch going up above the defense, and then the defense missing the tackle. McGrath was able to break the tackle and go the 31 yards. So it turns out to be four plays, 30 yards, another touchdown. It's now 27-0 for Marblehead. And again, the pass from quarterback Clow to McGrath. And that covered 31 yards, as we mentioned. So add 30 more to the total. You got 282 yards of offense now for Marblehead. Going up 27-0, waiting to add the extra point with 8:42 left to go in the ball game.
So we're going to redo the kick here.
Redo it?
And here is the second kick, and it is good. So the point after a tip is good. And we are at 28-0.
All right, we'll take a break with that score from Piper Field and Marblehead. The Magicians 21 and the Panthers nothing. We'll be back.
The Bradford Tavern in Raleigh is unique, with modern touches in a rustic setting, offering the finest steaks, the freshest seafood, and many quality daily specials. Serving lunch and dinner, the Bradford Tavern is open Tuesday through Sunday, 11:30 a.m. to midnight, closed Mondays. The restaurant features two separate function rooms ideal for every need, including business meetings, bridal and baby showers, or any special event. The Bradford Tavern is located at 87 Haverhill Street, Route 133 in Raleigh, and online at bradfordtavern.com.
All right, line them up for another kickoff. Marblehead will be kicking off from left to right. In command at 28-0. Tomorrow, more football on MSO as we will have our live streaming video game from Gloucester as the Lynn Classical Rams look to make it 4-0 against the Gloucester Fishermen, who try to do the same. And then we'll also have on Channel A on radio our live streaming audio will be Manchester Essex will be visiting at Ipswich. I'll go through the entire North Shore before I get it, but it's Manchester Essex at Ipswich tomorrow.
Mason Poisson. As flag on the play, it rolls back to the 5-yard line, and Amir El Shrafi picks it up at the goal line, and he's going to come to the 5, and he'll get to the 7.
Ball was headed to the end zone.
Yeah,
just had to protect it.
Sure about that.
He picked it up at the 1, and then got clobbered.
There's a flag way back at midfield. Illegal procedure going against the Magicians.
Do it again.
Maybe he knew it was a free play. I don't know.
And Tim Cronin on the tackle.
Let's give him credit for that and say yes, he did. So they're going to bring it back, kick it over again. This time Marblehead will move it back to the 35 with the wind at their backs.
8 minutes and 38 seconds to play in the football game. 28-0 Marblehead. 1-0 in the conference. Beverly 1-0 in the conference. Beverly has Somerville next Saturday. As we roll our way towards the playoff pairings at the end of October.
I know. You look at the schedule we have here, on our video, schedule that we have online, and we're more than halfway through that portion of it already. It's crazy.
Tee it up now at the 35 for Poisson. And Beverly has Marchand and Amir El Shrafi back at the 10. Anticipating this, Ryan Barrer, the up man with Fat Parsons at the 30. Poisson doesn't get a break in the gust, and here's an eye end-over-end kick again. Backs El Shrafi up. It's off his fingertips. He'll take it at the 5, and he'll be up to the 10, and comes to the 15, into the 17, and a flag goes flying at the point of the tackle. The ball's on the ground, but it was after the whistle blew.
Wow, what's this one? Well, I don't know, man. This is strange. It can't be holding, and it can't be a block in the back. Well,
it is.
Yeah, it's a block in the back against Beverly. Man, it is just... I watched the Red Sox last night, and he mentioned Dennis Eckersley was talking about a pitcher who just had come unglued, and he said, well, you know, he fell out of the trees. He's just fallen out of the trees. And it's an expression, I think. This is what's happening to Beverly right now. It's just falling apart. They're back now inside their own 10.
Yeah, the ball's at the 8-yard line on this kickoff following the fourth touchdown of the football game for the Magicians. 8.5 to play in the game. Looking to pass. His quarterback, Berry, and fires to the near sideline. It's incomplete. And intended receiver was Bobby Adams on the near sideline.
The last minute of clock time on the scoreboard clock has taken about 15 minutes so far.
One thing you see Nick Berry do a lot, Rick, is he's throwing these laterals or these behind the line of scrimmage, maybe 1 yard forward, hoping to get some kind of running room, but it's not happening. And here is Berry complete to the far sideline, and all that gets him is to the line of scrimmage. Nick Carnes makes the tackle at that point, and it will be third down and 10.
And Marblehead got away with one. They had too many men on the field when the play took place. But they got away with it as Magician's player was at the numerals when the play got underway.
7:55 to play in the football game. Third down. Give him a couple. Third and 8 for Berry under center. Looks, has some time, now doesn't have some time, and he's going to be spun around at the 2-yard line, fires it to the far sideline, avoids the safety, but there is
a
flag. Yeah, there is a safety.
Yep.
He did, but...
Yeah. Intentional grounding in the end zone, and so it'll be... pretty sure it's a safety against Beverly.
That's what it's looking like.
So. Nowhere to go. Nobody to throw to. He was running away from the pressure, threw it out of bounds.
Intentional
grounding. Loss of down. Safety.
And safety. So the safety makes it 30-0.
From the end zone, which results in a safety for the Magicians.
Saw one of those last week, too. So
2 points and the ball. 7:39 remaining.
So Peabody will get Marblehead will get the ball back. They'll score two, or they'll get 2 points here on the safety. And get the ball back with 7:39 to play here in the football game.
Well, it was a tight first half, defensive battle the second half, but man, Marblehead has just pulled away with this thing in the second half, driving Beverly backwards on this particular possession as, they started at their own 8, so they lost the 8 yards. And I got Beverly for 33 yards of offense total. And if there's anything wrong with the Marblehead offense or defense, you can't prove it by me. Good grief. Very polished, and the work that the quarterback has done tonight, filling in a quarterback, I guess, what we ought to say, has just been amazing, as Andy Clough has just played just about every position there is to play in football. And tonight he's played quarterback and done a tremendous job. Almost 300 yards of offense for Marblehead, under 50 for Beverly. And they have to free kick it from their own 20-yard line. Into the wind, we should point out. They're going to tee it up, kick it from the tee.
I'm not feeling cold, but the sneezing has started.
I'm feeling cold. Well, I presume this would be a line drive kick into the wind from their own 20.
I don't think we'll see an onside at this point in the game. But one never knows. Here's the kick from Laganis, and it is high and over end, and it's fielded at the 42-yard line. He went down on his knee. I don't think that was his intent. As the receiver, Reed Rockwell, went down on one knee to take that, so that's where they will go on offense first and 10.
Well, it's a safe play, and, you know, feel it like an outfielder or an infielder, really, just going down and cradling it in. I don't think he meant to get that knee down, but there's nothing wrong with that. As, terrific field position, leading by 30, and you start out at your own 41. That's not too shabby.
Here's a situation that Coach Rudloff would probably figured he would never be in. He's up 30 to nothing. Not that part. 7:38. He can't go to his bench because his bench is out there. Yeah. 87. Clough.
Yeah.
Set. Hands it off to Faya. Faya gets a couple of yards and then squibs through. Gets a few more. So they'll move the ball up to the 42-yard line.
And Beverly not giving up or quitting. That's hard hitting. Tremendous tackle that time. Maybe a 1 yard gain. Maybe two.
Carried by Aaron. Faya picks up two.
So Faya with two, it's second and 8.
Tyler Geary
gets credit for the tackle.
Oh, and he pummeled Faya as well. Hard tackle. Hit.
Second and 8, Magicians.
Beverly brings Paul Malumba now into the football game on the defensive side of the ball. Looking in trouble in his own backfield and spun around and dropped back. As quarterback Andy Clough gets sacked for, I think, the second time
that was,
in this football game.
Yeah, and that was a design run. He wasn't about to throw the ball, but just really nice play. Who's never been a 79? I can't
Ben Ames program. For the Beverly Panthers.
Terrific, terrific play.
Ben Ames blew through first, and they'll give McAlpine credit for the tackle. Loss is 5, and it's 3rd and 15.
Loss of about 5, so...
Faya remains in the backfield. Marino to the left. Pair to either side. Complete to Marino at the 34. Flag on the play. Marino gets free and gets up to the 43-yard line, 44-yard line. But it's on the far sideline, and it's going to go against the Magicians. So had it said the play stayed, Rick, they'd be up to the 46-yard line where it would have been 4th and 4. And Beverly's going to decline it and not give them the down, and it'll be 4th down and 4.
Yeah, and you got to presume that Marblehead, no need to go for it at this point. Yep. They'll punt.
The penalties decline, so it'll be 4th down, Magicians.
Actually, they're spotting the ball at the 43, so it is 4th and 7. And Andy Clough will punt with the wind at his back. Amir El-Sharafi at his own 20 on the far hash mark. Honorablehead quickly gets the 11th player in. Clough will punt from his own 31. Oops. Wobbles the snap a little bit, but still gets a big booming catch. El Sharafi lets it take a bounce at the 20, and it's going to roll to the near sideline and be picked up at the 22-yard line, where it'll be first and 10 for the Panthers with 6 minutes and 1 second to play in the football game, and it's 30-0 with Marblehead on top.
If this were Dome Stadium, that would have hit the roof.
Yeah.
That was way above the lights.
50-yard punt. So the Panthers trailing 30-0 here with 6:01. Have the ball at their own 13-yard line. And the breeze picks up, and a few of the semi-faithful are departing.
6 minutes remaining in the ballgame. And Beverly has set up first and 10 on their own 17-yard line.
We've seen this before. Beverly just buried back on their own side of the field inside the 20 this entire second half. I mean, they've been starting from their 8-yard line, and they're inside their 20, I think, three or four times in this half. And right now they'll be starting at their 17.
Paul Malumba into the football game offensively for Beverly. And we're seeing some fresh jerseys here for the Panthers, so we'll catch up on them in a second. As now Ryan Barrows, a quarterback, runs, gets away from a tackle, gets up to the line of scrimmage, gets bounced ahead up to the 25-yard line for the Panthers.
Ryan Barrows on the carry.
As Beverly has made some changes on the offensive side of the football, trailing by 30. Here tonight, 5:37, clock running.
8-yard gain by Barrer. So
Barrer comes with the play call. It's second and two for the Panthers. 5:27, clock running. Break them out of the huddle first. Two. It's Sean Gavin. Splits over to the far side. From the shotgun for Barrer. Tucks it in, runs, nothing there, and he's going to get dropped. He'll be dropped for a loss of a couple of yards by Nick Carnes. He's had a big evening for the Marblehead Magicians. And third down, and about five for the Panthers.
Quarterback sack.
You know, it's hard to believe, but we're headed almost to the midway point of the season already.
Yes.
I mean, it's just, you know, 1 minute you're in August going to these preseason scrimmages and the kids are getting ready, and here we are almost halfway through the season. Next week we'll mark close to the halfway point. I don't know how many games they're going to play, but, this is the fourth week already.
And the ball off for the Panthers. That's Marge Malumba. He'll get to the line of scrimmage and not much more. Another yard. So fourth down and four for the Panthers from their own 26-yard line for Beverly.
Well,
got Marge Malumba in there. Beverly sends out Caden Hale from this series. And Beverly's going to punt.
Well, I'll give everybody a chance to work on stuff at this point.
Yep. Nick Berry back at his 10. Derek Marino back deep anticipating the punt. Gets batted down by the breeze a little bit. Bounces at the 50. Takes a big Beverly roll down to the 40, to the 39, to the 38, and they'll down it
The
38-yard line. A very nice punt. Chris Curran taps the ball down for the Panthers, and it will be first and 10 for the Magicians with 3:31 to play in the football game. They have a 30-point shutout going.
Well, the Panthers we'll have to regroup. They'll be home next week on Saturday against Somerville. We saw Somerville last week. They got a kid. Figured out the quarterback, Jeffries. We were wondering what his height is. He's 6'5".
Oh.
Yeah, he's 6'5", maybe 6'6". He's a big, tall kid for Somerville. Great player. And Somerville will be invading Beverly next Saturday. And Marblehead will be traveling to Malden next Friday night.
Okay, deep into the depth charts. Chris Galley is at quarterback for the Magicians. Galley looking, getting the instructions. Ryan Harris wide to the near side. They need another player. That's the issue. And it's Eric Faya coming back in. Two wides to the far side. tuck the ball in to Fea. Fea is met at the 50-yard line, but not before first down yardage. And if it wasn't for Tom Gonzalez, Eric Fea would have had his second touchdown.
Now, you can't play with too many men on the field, but you can play with too few men on the field. However, coach doesn't want to see that. You want your players out there playing at full strength.
I was going to say neither are recommended.
Huh.
Cam Schlegel into the game defensively for the Beverly Panthers. Jake Holey also in. Here's the handoff again for Fea. Fea on his feet. Now that had that fake up to the 45-yard line, so the gain is 5, and it will be second and 5. Gain is 4, second and 6 for the Marblehead Magicians, 2:47.
38 broke loose. 33 had the ball. So it looked like that was even going for. Oh, no, it was.
It was Chris Galley.
Okay. So he held on to it. Okay.
Gain is 4, 6, second and 6. Clock running here, 2:29 to play in the game.
You got a lot of kids out there who aren't regulars for both teams getting some experience now.
Here's Galley handing it off to Fea again. Fea to the near side, to the 40, to the 35, to the 30. He took a Panther defender with him for 10 yards as Tom Gonzalez went for a ride. It's first down yardage. It's at the 29-yard line, 16-yard pickup. And we're coming up on the two-minute warning. You don't see the television timeout two-minute warning in high school. And there it is, 2 minutes on the scoreboard clock. First and 10 from the Beverly 29 for Chris Galley and the Marblehead Magicians. Galley back at his 35, takes the snap, gives it off to Fea again. This time Fea is wrestled. His forward motion will be the line of scrimmage. Taken down on the play by Mike Anderson of the Panthers, who has had a really big couple of games now for Beverly. Gain of 1, second and 9.
Well, how frustrating is that, Marty, if you're Beverly, you get 53 points a week ago.
Yep.
And you can't get to the end zone tonight.
Credit to Paul Malumba for the tackle. Minute and 19 seconds. Second and 9 for the Magicians and Galley. Galley takes the snap, hands it to Fea again. Fea runs through the line left side. Will get down to the 25 to the 24-yard line. He'll be shy of the first down, and it will set up a fourth down with 1 minute to play in the football game. Marblehead on top, 30-0. They will move to 2-0 in the conference and 4-0 in the season. Beverly drops to 1-1 in the conference and 1-3 overall. Third down. That's third down. And 4 and 6. Hand it off again to Fea. Comes to the near side, bringing it around. That's Devin Romaine, and he will get down to the 10-yard line. Is that Romaine back in the game? It is not. Yes, it is.
No, it's
Tim
22.
Cronin.
22.
Tim Cronin.
Yep.
With the big pickup. And it's a first down, and that should be the end of this football game. There's 11 seconds on the scoreboard clock.
Andrew Avila on the tackle.
And they have Chris Galley trying to work without a huddle, and that they will not get a playoff. And so our final score here is Marblehead 30 and Beverly nothing on MSONewsSports.com.
Get the skills you need to be a leader in sports and recreation. A master's in athletic administration from Endicott's Van Loan School prepares students for careers in schools, government agencies, nonprofit organizations, sports governing bodies, private sports clubs, and more. Van Loan's athletic administration master's program is 100% online with affordable tuition. Try a class before fully enrolling. Visit vanloan.endicott.edu/athleticadmin today.
People come in, take a seat, you're really in for a treat at Sylvan Street. A great place to eat and drink and meet with family and friends at Sylvan Street. We'll treat you right, day or night, satisfy your appetite. Eat, drink, and chill at the Sylvan Street Grill.
Catch a game with friends, meet for lunch, cocktails after work, or a romantic dinner for two. Whatever your plan to do it at Sylvan Street Grill in Peabody and Salisbury. See you at Sylvan Street.
Eat, drink, and chill at the Sylvan Street Grill.
Be sure to check out North Shore Sports Night every Monday night at 7. The North Shore Sports Talk Show with Rick Moore and Tim Kearns.
Final score from Marblehead. It's the Marblehead Magicians 30 and the Beverly Panthers 0. As Marblehead now remains unbeaten with a record of 4-0, and Beverly falls to 1-3. This was a tremendous defensive battle in the first half, with Beverly marching right downfield to start the game, but then being stymied by a penalty after what looked to be a long touchdown pass. And from that point on, the Panthers just could not get their offense in gear. Game opened, scoring opened up, with Devin Raymond scoring from 6 yards out for Marblehead. That finished off a 10-play, 68-touchdown drive with a minute 29 left to go in the first quarter, giving Marblehead that 6-0 lead. But then in the third quarter, that was it. It was 7-0 at the half with the extra point, 7-0 at the half. And to show you how defensive struggle it was, 92 yards of offense for Marblehead in the first half and only 26 yards of offense for Beverly in the opening two quarters. Third quarter, Marblehead takes the opening kickoff, marches 80 yards in 11 plays, with Clow scoring from 29 yards away. And with just 6:10 left to go in the third quarter, Marblehead had opened up a 14-0 lead. But they weren't done. In the fourth quarter, it was Fea from 13 yards away, 9 plays, 81 yards, with 10:53. That was the first play of the fourth quarter, by the way. With 10:53 left to go in the game, Marblehead had increased the lead to 21-0. And then Cloud and McGrath, 31 yards, beautiful play, with 8:42 left to go in the ball game, 28-0. The Magicians on top. That was 4 plays and 30 yards. And then they finished up the scoring with a safety late in the quarter as the Beverly quarterback was caught throwing the ball away from the end zone. And so 30-0 is where we finished. Only stat of note, really, that I can come up with being able to write in these conditions is that Marblehead had close to 300 yards of total offense. Beverly well under 100. In fact, Beverly had under 50 yards of total offense. And again, 30-0 Marblehead. Your thoughts?
Considering that Marblehead has been cobbling together lineups throughout the season, you have a quarterback that starts this football game, his first start of the season at quarterback, Jim Rudloff. His team goes in 30-0, but they've also got to be concerned because their back that had the majority of the yardage in the first half, Devin Romain, didn't see much action in the second half.
He's on crutches right now.
Yeah, there he is. So that it's been a never-ending battle, just a constant battle for Coach Rudloff. He's 2-0 in the conference, but the road's not going to get any simpler for him.
Okay, Marblehead next week will be traveling to Malden in a Friday night game. Meanwhile, Beverly will return to Hurd Stadium to host Somerville. That will be a Saturday game. Our next broadcast will be tomorrow. Our live streaming video will be Lynn Classical at Gloucester and on Channel A, streaming audio with Bill Newell and Tim Kearns. It will be Ipswich at Hamilton Wenham. So on behalf of Marty Smith, our producer and engineer, Bill Proposky, I'm Rick Moore, reminding you of the final score here from Piper Field and Marblehead. Marblehead Magicians 30 and the Beverly Panthers 0. This is MSO News Sports.